Radio 98, Bob, you're on the air with Gord Hume.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, Mr. Hume.
Hi,
morning,
Bob.
Mr. Hume, I must say that I'm rather astounded at your, what seems to be a blind refusal to accept how the public actually feels about tax supporting these kinds of sports extravaganzas. I mean, just to briefly review the number of consistently outcoming polls, there was the Free Press poll, which you do not hold any faith in. There were a couple of polls on the Wayne McLean show. There was Cablecast that consistently came out against the games. A sports call program, 74% against the night before last. The Chamber of Commerce did its own poll and found out that the majority of Londoners are against the games.
What?
I never knew
what?
That. What? I never knew
what
that.
What are you saying?
Well, this is what I understand you're responding to, and why is the Pan Am Bid Committee, why were you going ahead trying to publicize or trying to promote the games now? You're going to go across the city trying to sell the games.
Okay, now hang on a second.
You obviously know it doesn't want it.
Okay, Bob, hang on here. I was totally unaware of a Chamber
of
Commerce.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Can you tell us a little bit?
The Chamber of Commerce did a survey a year ago of members that showed 80-some percent in favor of the games.
Well, the Chamber is in favor of the games, yes, but it recently discovered, and I'm surprised you don't know, that the public's opposed to the games.
Well, tell me about this Chamber of Commerce poll, Bob, specifically.
Well, I don't have it in front of me right now, but as chairman of the
No Tax
for Pan Am Committee, our newsletter just went to press.
Fine. Well, I think it's important that the people know.
What about the election? Do you know that the provincial conservatives all supported taxation for Pan Am, and none of them got elected in, whereas David Peterson, and you know this, Mr. Hume, said he was totally opposed to the games to a tremendous cheer at the Chamber of Commerce on that night of the
state.
And the federal conservatives, of course, are in. And Joan Smith, who changed her vote on the issue because she went door to door in London South.
I think it's very important, Wayne, that we understand the gentleman on the phone is Mr. Metz, who heads up a particularly radical political party.
I know, Bob.
And he is expressing a particular political philosophy.
No, sir, I'm expressing the...
No, you are. Now, hold on. I'm allowed to answer this.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'd appreciate the opportunity. The simple reality is that what that particular party represents is a very right-wing, radical political philosophy that is generally not accepted by the majority of people.
Okay, but
no one has taken. Mr. Peterson has told me at that meeting and has consistently said that he supports lottery money for the Pan Am Games, and that's what the Ontario government has said, and that's been the position of all of the politicians of which I am aware.
Mr. Hume, that's not taxation. You're agreeing with.
Of course. And we said from the start that the bulk of the funds will come from non-taxpayer-based sources of revenue, such as lottery money. And that's, we have said that, and the province has said that consistently.
Well, the province has certainly made that type of commitment. Certainly the Liberals have, but that's certainly not what you're after. I mean, here you are, you're definitely going after federal funds, and certainly provincial funds are going to be coming out of our pockets as well. And
but those will be lottery.
No, they'll be lottery dollars, and we're suggesting to the federal government that they also consider whatever non-taxpayer-based sources are possible, such as coin and stamp sales, for example, which is traditional. In addition, you have to understand that the federal government, we think, can look on this as an investment. For example, the federal government will get back through purchase of construction materials, several million of dollars. They will get back through the gasoline that will be bought by tourists and people coming to London and to Ontario for the games, liquor taxes, hotel, and so on. In addition, we're creating 400 to 500 jobs. We're creating permanent employment on an ongoing basis after that. All of these people pay income taxes and so on. Our proposition has always been on the basis of an investment, and that's a very responsible position to take.
Mr. Hume, everything that you say about promoting the Pan Am Games proves to me that it's not possible. You would not be going after tax dollars in any way, shape, or form at any level if the benefits that you say would accrue from these games were actually real. I cannot believe, and in fact, we have documented evidence here just coming out of our ears that episode after episode, whether it's a World's Fair or a Pan Am Games or Olympics or whatever, they are disasters financially, and they impose a burden on the communities in which they are that takes them years to recover from.
It's unfortunate that you're so negative about the people and the city of London that you can't understand that these things are quite possible. I met with Peter Ubroth in Toronto
possible,
a couple of months ago. Am I allowed to speak or not on this show, Wayne? What's the policy?
I want to hear about the Ubroth meeting.
Fine, I'm trying to tell you, but I'm being interrupted. Now, either I am allowed to speak or I'm not. Let's make a decision on that.
Go ahead.
Fine. I met with Peter Ubroth in Toronto a couple of months ago. We talked about London and the Pan Am Games. We explained the difference in marketing situations and so on. And he was very understanding. As a matter of fact, we have invited him to come to London at some point in the next year and speak to a group or a meeting or whatever if his schedule permits it. And he's currently looking at that kind of a visit to London. And whether it comes or not, I don't know, but we have invited him, and I hope he'll have the chance to participate. But the reality is that London is not Los Angeles, the Pan Am Games are not the Olympics. It's a totally different marketing situation.
Well, and Mr. Hugh, you're absolutely right. I mean, Los Angeles is not London, and I'll tell you right now, the reason it isn't is because it voted against supporting games with tax money. And I assure you that had they voted the other way, Los Angeles, too, would have been faced with deficits and with budgets going over their expected...
I think that's a very silly statement to make, quite frankly.
Mr. Hume...
Bob, we're going to have to break it.
100% against you, and I challenge you publicly. Would you be willing to face a public forum with documented evidence on your side and documented evidence on our side to let the public decide? Would you be willing to do that?
We have had two public meetings last year, and the overwhelming majority of the people at those meetings were in favor of the Pan Am Games. There's been ample chance for public participation in this.
Bob, we're going to have to leave it.
Attendees.
We're going to have to leave it there,
okay.
Bob. Thank you for the call. 10 minutes.